this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party. Then.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from Tony Flying Solo, and you guys are listening to The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony, and we are literally winding down to hometowns, and it's getting pretty intense. I don't know. What do you think about all this, Becca?
I like when it gets whittled down the way it does. And by the way, don't drink every time I say the word like. I say it a lot, but I don't say it as much as some of these girls do. Did you ever notice that in conversation?
Yeah.
We all have words that are crutches. One of mine is like. One of Madison's is like. Hannah, Kelsey, Victoria F. We all say like, because we don't know what else to say. Do you feel like, there's two, do you even feel like you know these women at this point?
No, I already know where you're going with that. Like, there's usually by this point you kind of have like a good sense of like who everybody is, I guess, you know, like who he's getting involved with. And I feel like I still don't get these girls. Like Madison, we know the whole backstory with her.
Well, we didn't know that until this past week, though. We didn't know that she was super religious. Evidently, I was reading a little bit.
We knew that, like, she, you know, has already had kind of, like, her backstory in the sense that, like, she's been on that crazy date with Peter and his family since the beginning, which we've talked about numerous times. But, yeah, the whole religion thing came into play, so that's interesting.
And the girls actually were the ones that originally talked about it in this particular episode. A couple of the girls were back at the hotel in Peru, and they said, well, Madison was on the date. Hey, I wonder if she's going to reveal herself and say that she wants her husband to be a spiritual leader. Obviously, faith is something really important to Madison. She probably talks about it a lot with these women. And so when she brought it up to Peter, did you feel like he was squirming a little bit? Maybe he was
I did. I feel like he was squirming a little bit, but then all of a sudden he like just said the opposite of what I thought he was going to say. I was like, okay, so he's like super into this. He's falling in love with her. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's obvious that he's had a thing for her since the beginning, because that's the only reason why I think he took her on that date with his parents' ceremony. I mean, he had to have seen something in her. But I just don't understand why it was just weird. Yeah, I mean, for somebody that actually, it seems like at some point with these girls, at least one or two of them, he's probably going to have sex with in the fantasy suite. That's kind of what it's I feel like it's been gearing up for.
I think
he even said, like, I've had sex with somebody, you know, like I forget exactly the words, but he admitted it essentially.
It'll be interesting, and I tweeted this, to see Madison taking home somebody like a Peter when Peter is publicly known to have sex in a windmill four times.
He's known as the
horny bachelor. I mean, I know that people don't call him that. What did you think of the response when Madison said the whole thing, and then he said, I grew up in a Christian house, but I want my faith to be stronger. What did you make of that?
I think that, you know, he probably...
Or he doesn't pray every day or whatever.
Yeah, you know? I think anybody who probably grows up with a certain religion, I think at some point probably knows that they need to focus on that a little bit more. If they still believe in that those beliefs still are part of them, I feel like they might want to, make those stronger. So I feel like, okay, maybe he does want to kind of refocus on his religion, and being with her as an opportunity for them to do that together. That's kind of what I get out of that. I don't know if I necessarily take it that seriously. It was just hard for me to believe he was that interested in her, knowing what we know about him and how he obviously, you know, doesn't mind having sex before marriage. It just seems like a very odd pairing now that he knows that about her.
Yeah, I agree. Because we will find out next week that she's a virgin.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that this hasn't been a bigger storyline, just due to the fact that the virgins on this franchise, I think she was maybe one of the first to come out and say, I'm a virgin, and they made a really big deal about that. And then, of course, Colton, I mean, besides the fence jump, that was the big focus, that Colton was a virgin.
But I think that they also played that up too much, where maybe they were trying to tone it down and leave this until, like, you know, that wrench they throw in things to see, like, what happens. You know, it's another way to add to the drama.
I feel like there was a lot of holy undertones to this episode. We had the Madison reveal that she's extremely religious. And then also on Kelsey's one-on-one, she talked about her dad and how her dad, when they reconnected, he said, well, God told me to leave and God said this and God said that.
Yeah, it seems like he might be like a born-again Christian.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was Kelsey. I mean, I'm sorry, not Kelsey. Victoria F., I don't know if you noticed this. She had a huge cross around her neck. So it just felt, I'm just making, I don't know why.
No, those are all interesting connections.
It was just very, it was like Holy Week on The Bachelor.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because you brought up Victoria F. And the thing about her, man, is I just don't buy it anymore. I feel like she's constantly, you know, especially where she was like, oh, you always seem like you're in a mood. And he's like, I'm not in a mood. He's like, I'm trying to get questions, like, answered. Like, this is what this is. Like, you're not on trial. You're on The Bachelor. Like, if I'm going to be engaged to you in 2-3 weeks, I need to know more about you.
Don't you find her sometimes annoying?
Yeah, she's so annoying. She's getting to the point where it's like, girl, like, you don't even know much about Peter. You haven't even asked any questions. Like, you don't seem to even care to know anything more about him. Like, what do you really know about this guy? He's always asking the question. That's the other thing I feel about this season.
Very one-sided.
That's the thing, about the season, is that he's always asking the questions. They don't really seem to want to know anything about him other than, like, wow, he can fly a plane.
That just goes back to something Kelly had brought up. Hey, I'm older, I'm mature, and there are a bunch of little babies. While I would not have used that term, people who are in their early to mid-20s, people who grew up with social media as the thing, are very self-centered. I'm not saying that these particular women are. It's just that that's how they grew up. They grew up being like, I'm the center of the universe. I have a zillion followers on Instagram because I'm really sexy. I live and die on my likes. And I think that that's sort of, unfortunately, maybe where dating is going. In the sense where there isn't a really great volley anymore. It's more about ask me the questions because I'm the most interesting and I've got all the interesting answers.
I just find it very hard to believe that, you know, I don't know. I just think that these girls are, it's a sad four that we're down to right now. You know, like I'm interested to see, you know, find out a little bit more about Hannah Ann. And would you say we found out recently she has fake boobs?
So there was an Instagram post friend sent me on Instagram. There was an Instagram post that basically it was Hannah Ann promoting this plastic surgeon, but it was years after the surgery. And it was posted in like 2016. And she said, 3 years ago, I had a breast augmentation. And if you do the math, she was like 17 when she had it done, which is kind of surprising to get your boobs done when you're underage. But that's Hannah Ann for you. Again, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot behind that, like behind her. We don't know enough about her.
You know what I thought was weird too is how she just like decided to cry after like Kelly went home. It was just like,
it was
like, what are you doing?
There
like,
was a
like,
meme what? That was hilarious that was like, when you go on The Bachelor just so you can get more Instagram followers, but then you end up in the finals and you have to marry a 30-year-old man or something like that. And it was hilarious.
She just like, I don't know. I was like, the crying was a little over the top, not to mention that like as he's walking Kelly out, you can hear her in the background crying. Like they both heard her crying.
She was just, I think, very overwhelmed by the whole situation.
Yeah, okay, cool. I mean, I don't know.
You can kind of tell that they were really, I think that they were kind of over Kelly. In a sense, there was a scene where Hannah Ann said, what did you say? And Kelly's like, I'm cold, I'm frozen. And she's like, oh, you're frozen. I feel like they were really over Kelly because when Hannah Ann came back, Kelsey, Victoria F., and Madison were so happy to see her. They were like, oh my God. And it's funny that Kelsey and Hannah Ann are just fine now, even though they had that whole champagne gate thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think they kind of moved past that. I you know, it was weird though, because I think Kelly though, yeah, I mean, I think she was just over the show.
She was, you know? She was too real for it.
Yeah, I think she even kind of voiced it. She's like, all right, she's like, cool, like, give me the rose, like, let's do this. Like, she just was like, and if they don't, I don't care. Like, I was interested to see like what her reaction was on the way home, and like, she like could have cared.
Yeah.
She went home. She wasn't emotional. She was like, all right. She's like, if that's what he wants, great. She's like, I'm out.
Well, I think that it's unfortunate for her to say something like, this is supposed to be fun. She said that in so many words in the episode, right? This is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be toxic.
Mm.
And then you look at a relationship like Peter and Victoria F, where it's just constant like drama and I don't want to use the word toxic, but it seems kind of like that. Whereas yeah. Kelly is just like, hey, I'm really comfortable with myself. I'm established.
Mm-hmm.
She made really good points.
Yeah.
And then again, you look at the relationships and how different they are compared to a Victoria F that's just constantly so whiny.
No, she's so whiny. But it's like, okay, so I mean, we're down to, yeah, Madison, Victoria F, mm-hmm. Kelsey, and Hannah Ann. And
well,
it's
wait, just, we didn't even talk about how Natasha got booted. We kind of yeah. saw it coming in a way. But again, I go back to the fact that he gets rid of these two women, Kelly and Natasha, who are so comfortable with themselves, who mm-hmm. are very confident, older, but keeps the four sort of on the younger spectrum.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about Peter. Again, I like Peter a lot.
But I mean, like, is there
a really interesting way of how it all shook out, I guess.
But if you look at these four girls, is there one girl right now that you say that you think he's going to end up with?
Madison, I think, is the front runner. I do. There's something about the way he is with her. He said, I'm falling in love with you to her.
Yeah, but how does she bring him home and have her parents be okay with him? It's not like his like sex story is a secret. They obviously know she's going on The Bachelor. They obviously looked into this guy before she went on the show. So they know that he like banged Hannah four times.
Well, that was the point I was trying to make earlier.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you don't think that like the parents are going to question that, knowing that like their daughter's a virgin?
And I don't think that they end up giving their blessing. And
probably not.
And I don't know how what that means, but I think,
well, you know, they might if she whips out the photo that he gave her.
Don't go back to that friggin'.
Oh, he's gonna go back to that photo. It's so awkward.
Wait, I want to go back to Natasha real quick for a second. I do love the fact that Natasha said, hey, I had this ex who said I was too intense, and it's like, yeah, I could see that.
Red flag.
I definitely could see that. But we hope the best for Natasha. Natasha, well, that's not the last we've seen of her. We are obviously going to see her on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, I don't know. I'm not sure if we'll ever see Kelly again. She might just be over this whole thing. Or maybe she's Bachelorette material one day.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I mean, she's definitely got her shit together. So I could see her being kind of like, you know what's funny, though? She would actually weed out people super quick.
She would be, well, like she said, come on, chop, chop. Like,
yeah, she would definitely
kick
people out.
Chop, chop.
She's like, your drama, bye.
Bye,
see ya.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be like super real. I would be down to see a Bachelor that just cuts to the chase. Here's my thing. I was thinking about this the other day. I think that instead of actually having the same type of Bachelor show over and over again, they need to actually cast some regular people. Like people that don't have 0% body fat. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get some guys that maybe have a little bit of like dad bods on there.
Yeah.
Let's get some girls that like aren't like the perfect fucking 10. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see like a regular Joe Schmo like Bachelor. Like, because right now it just seems so superficial. Like, you don't see any, like 90% of the guys that go on the show, like, it's like, all right, we're going to have like a pool party, and they take their shirts off and they're all ripped. It's like, dude, this is so bullshit. Like, not every guy looks like that, man. Like, guys have like body fat, and like those dudes actually want to find somebody too. Why don't we actually see that? And I feel like that actually be really good TV, man, because more people could relate to it.
Yeah.
You know?
I
don't know why it just came up, but it's just like,
I can't disagree with anything.
It's so formulaic.
The Bachelor was originally intended to be that back when.
Man.
I know that you didn't watch it back then, but women looked somewhat normal. Everybody had a regular job.
Yeah.
They had job titles. It wasn't like professional clothier, whatever Kelsey is. I still don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I think she works at Macy's.
Yeah.
But but those seasons were before social media. And I think that the Bachelor producers are seeing this, though. They're seeing more of these people. They're seeing the fans that are like, or they're hearing, seeing the tweets. This is getting ridiculous. Clearly, these people are only going on so they can get endorsement deals and things like that.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of I don't know. It's a lot of BS. It's very unrealistic. I that's the thing. It's this show is so formulaic that it's almost like you know what to expect.
Formulaic.
It's
like even like the lines. I'm here for the right reasons.
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean,
I'm not here to make friends. It's the same.
It's
thing.
It's always drama between two girls. Yeah. I mean, it's I don't know. It's just like I want to see regular people on the show, and I hope that they actually switch it up. I just don't know how long that's going to take for them to realize that's what people want.
So if we are looking into some of the rumors that have come out this week.
Oh, yeah.
There's this wacky rumor that Peter is really in love with a Bachelor producer.
Right.
Named Julie. I've guessed she's been spending a lot of time with him and his family. But that's not odd. I've seen this before where like the producers get pretty close to the leads. Mm-hmm. And they end up just like hanging out all the time. And the picture I know that she took at New Year's Eve, Peter was there anyway because he was promoting The Bachelor ABC.
Exactly.
I mean,
but
could it happen?
Was at like a family dinner. I mean, but see, here's the thing though. It's like, you know, this could go two ways. It's like, oh, wow, these pictures shouldn't have been posted because, you know, they typically the person that he's supposed to be with like isn't... you know, you're not supposed to know that they're together, so you got to keep it on lockdown. But it's like, I think that they're probably very aware of that. And they posted it because, like, all right, so what am I trying to say? They posted it thinking, oh, no one's going to actually think that we're together because I'm one of the producers. Or post it because people will, you know, will... like it's just not gonna matter. Is that making any sense?
Kind of. I
keep losing track in the middle of my sentence. I'm not making any sense right now. Like you could post a picture of them and people will know that it's a producer and not think anything of it. Or, you know, they'll be like, oh, people are gonna think this is a producer when we post it, so maybe it actually really is her. You know what I mean? Because they're just like out in the open. Like, oh, if we just post this out in the open, nobody will actually think that they're together, but they actually are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what
like
I'm shooting for.
Like hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Well, and then there's that whole thing about how the mom at the end, Peter's mother at the end, is like, bring her home. And like how the producer is like close with the family. Although... I don't know. Reality Steve isn't buying it.
You know what? I had this really weird theory, and this is going to sound so dark, but like,
God.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of, it's not dark. Oh. I mean, but it's just like, it's really weird thing. So he's like, he's like visibly upset. Like when he,
every bachelor is always
upset.
Yeah.
But I mean like, he's like laying down on the bed and like she, and Chris Harrison is like, we just found this out.
Yeah.
Like we, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking like, okay, like did he get a phone call that like somebody in his family passed away?
Oh no.
And then he's like, oh my God, like I don't even know what to do right now. And then he goes home and his mom is like, you know, like, I don't know, she lives in like another state, like get the ashes, bring her home.
Okay, that is like extremely, you said it wasn't that dark, Tony, that's really dark, and you're laughing.
Yeah, but I don't know, I mean, like, because my imagination went really weird, yeah, like,
no,
where
I
could they, it's like a
what?
Movie.
Hey, you know what, we're all entitled to our own theories, so I
no,
will
that
let you
theory,
have that one.
No, that theory is not true, it was just like, I was trying to make it as dramatic as possible.
But, well, that would be the most dramatic ending in Bachelor history.
Wouldn't it be?
Harrison always
you
says.
Haven't seen anything like this. So
my friend Talia had a theory, and I'm gonna screw this up, and I wish I had my Instagram open, but something along the lines of Madison gets upset that Peter has sex with somebody else.
Yep.
And she decides to leave, and then that's it, and he's all heartbroken, but then in the end she decides to come back in a way, and then he's torn between now Madison coming back and whoever he was going to choose. And then his mom says, bring her home, meaning
Madison
because
yeah,
it all
started
with Madison at the vow renewal. So that's Talia's
theory. It's actually a really good theory, yeah.
And
it's probably more plausible than mine.
I think it's a little bit better than the ashes theory. But why don't you go on Reddit and put that on there and see if people freak out.
Oh, my God.
another... one of the heads of the from The Bachelor said something along the line, like he didn't say yes or no to the producer theory, so to make us keep on guessing.
Yeah, it's probably BS.
Sort of. But anyway, my favorite week is Hometowns. Hometowns is next week. Peter gets wind of something with Victoria F. when they go visit Virginia Beach, And it's from, I hear it's from Peter's ex that lives in Virginia Beach. And he said, and she says to Peter, Victoria F is like a homewrecker. Mm. She splits marriages up. Like, this is your warning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Hannah Ann, we've already sort of met her parents a little bit. I'm sure it's going to be very cookie cutter. I don't think that there's going to be anything too exciting with that. Kelsey, I think that Kelsey's hometown is going to be pretty good. I know we're not going to meet her dad. She looks exactly like her mom. Yeah, we're going to see what her original nose looked like because we'll get to see her mom. And so I'm really into that. I look forward to that.
Oh, my God.
And then there's Madison, and that's going to be, you know, a very holy time.
Yeah, and it's going to be really awkward when he meets her parents, especially, I think, her father. So.
I think Kelsey does not survive hometowns. I think that the final three will be Victoria F., Hannah Ann, and Madison. Kelsey
I would
home.
Be very surprised if he actually if he holds on to Victoria F. if he hears that she rumor. Might be a homewrecker.
I don't think it'll matter. There's something, you know how in Wedding
Crashers. Oh, that's so
you
weird.
Know how in Wedding Crashers Vince Vaughn says the thing about what's the girl, Isla Fisher's character, the redhead.
I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Well, just how. She's crazy. She's fit for a straitjacket, but I love her. There, it's just that thing. Yeah, yeah. Some guys are just attracted to crazy. He and Victoria F., every time they're together, have like some sort of weird argument or fight. He's in, I don't know, maybe he's like into that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it does look very, it looks like Victoria F.'s hometown, judging from the preview, will be dramatic.
She splits up marriages and then she's like, because I'll find you.
I'll find you.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, hometowns should be interesting. And then, hey, man, then we're getting down to the end of this season.
And we'll finally see what Peter's mom is talking about when she says, bring her home.
Yeah, you know, it could be Madison or it could be Ashes.
And
we'll
also,
see what happens.
Real quick, I want to know what kind of mascara Madison uses because those lashes.
You're obsessed with that.
Are like spiders. They are insane. So if anybody knows what that blurted out black mascara tube is, holla at your girl, Becca. Let me know.
And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye. Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.